Okay, we are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last two lines of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are middle of the Yud Ches Davar, the 18 Machloikas in Beishamai of Beis Hillel. We are Beishamai, we paskin like Beishamai, and at the end, Beis Hillel was maskim to them. So we're middle of the list, Mitzshem, today's Daf, we will finish all 18, we'll have the count of all the 18. Zokta Gemara, Idach Mayi, what's the next one of the 18, the Yud Ches Davar? The time we went to the Mishnah. Kol matal maviyim es atoma ba'oivei hamar deya. And this is a chiddush regarding the sugya of tumas mace. We know that a mace, a dead person can matama ba'oil. And that's pashut. Anything that's above the mace or the mace is above something else, it doesn't need a shear. It doesn't have to be any size. It becomes tamei. If you put a pen on top of a mace, the pen becomes tamei because it's ma'al al mace. So you put a mace above a pen, also, even though it's a small little thing, it'll become tamei. But there's another pot of oil, that if you're under the same roof as the mace, you become tamei. Basically, the oil transfers the tumah from the mace to the other thing on the other end of the oil. On that, the Halacha of Moshe Sinai says, it has to be a tefach. It has to be at least wide a tefach. But the Mishnah in Allah says, Mechadosh to us, that even if it's not a tefach wide, the Mishnah in Allah says, Kol matal tamavim es tumah. Even it's oivei hamardeya. Even if it's only the same size as oivei hamardeya. Mardeya is like a pole that you use either to whip the cows to do a good plowing job or to like poke them. And this mardeya, it's a round type of stick. And all around, if you go the whole circumference around, it's a tefach. But it's only a third of a tefach wide. Still, the Mishnah is mechadosh to us that this third of a tefach wide is enough of oil that will bring tumah from one end to the other end. That means if this is ma'al al meis and there's kalim on the other side, under the other side of the pole, it will become tumah because of tumah's oil. And that's one of the Yud Ches Davar, and that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Well, tomorrow we'll explain exactly the reason for this. So first, on this Mishnah, Rav Tarfin argues, Om Rav Tarfin, akapeach es b'ni shizu alachim v'kapachas. Rashi explains, Rav Tarfin was such tsar that they had the halacha wrong and they were forgetting the Torah. So he said, he cursed himself. He said, I'm going to bury my children. I'm going to like cut off my children just like this halacha is cut off. Tosfos on Baram Tazayim Abayz says, it's a Lashon Shvua, not a Lashon Mekal, it's a Lashon Shvua. He says, like you say, Chai Paro Yom Teitzu Mizeh. He's saying that it's not true, just like Ki'ilu he'd be Mekapeach his kids. But he says, not true. Why? Sheshama Hashmei Avatah, he heard a halacha and he made a mistake. What was the halacha that he heard to make this mistake? The halacha was, Ha'ikar Ha'iver Umardei Al Kseifa. You have a farmer who's walking with this pole on his shoulder, V'iel Tzidachas Al Kever, and one end of it was oil on a Kever. Timoy Yisoy Mishim Kelim Amhil Al Meis. He becomes Tomei because Kalim that are oil ahamais. That was the Memra. So Rav Tarfin says that Memra doesn't show that this type of oil that's a Mardeya could bring Tumah from one end to the other end. You know why? Because here the farmer was holding the pole. And we said that anything, even a pencil that goes over a mace becomes Tomei. And then if a person touches that pencil, he becomes Tomei also. The only difference is he doesn't become Tomei Zayin. He doesn't need 7 days. He doesn't need a paras chatas. He doesn't need a paraduma. All he has to do is go to the mikvah. But the memra just was that if someone's holding a pole, so the pole becomes Tomei's mace, which is needs a paras chatas, and you touch it, you become a regular Tomei. That's all it was. So it doesn't say that it was an oil that made the person into a level of Tumas Shiva, Tumas Denis Paraduma. So you don't see that's really oil. All you see is that if part of it's oil, the stick itself becomes Tumas. And you touched it, you became Tumas. That's what Tarfin says. Tarfin says, doesn't say, the memra was never that oil less than a tefach could bring Tumas somewhere else. Here it's only as negia because the person's touching it. Read it again inside. Iker oiver Umar Doya Kseifa, he's walking and he has this pole on his shoulder, the Eel Tzidachas al Kever, and part of it was oil on a Kever, and then it becomes Tommy. The pole definitely becomes Tommy. You don't need a shear for that. Timo Oisoy Mishim Kalim Amaze. He becomes Tommy because he touched Kalim, though Ma'al Al Amaze. So Rav Tarfon's tining, he doesn't like this whole halacha. He says it's a halacha mikupachas. It's a mistake. Rav Akiva says no, it's a true halacha, and it came from that story. You're right, but it's true halacha. I'm Rav Akiva. Ani asakein shiyu divrei chacham kayom. Shiyu kol matalt maviyam esatom ala adam shenoyse isam ba'ivam adaya. He explains, we'll speak it outside, but go back inside, that since someone, if he sees that this farmer becomes Tomei, he figures, a person seeing this thinks that that work, that's oil ames. And he sees the guy goes to the mikveh that night and he's tar, he doesn't need paraduma. So they come to say that every oil does not need paraduma. Therefore, we masakin, anytime a person is holding such a pole and it goes over a maze, he becomes Tumas Shiva. He needs Parah Aduma. Because people will get mixed up and say, look, he's Tomei, and we're not making him Tumas Shiva. It must be Oil's not Matama Tumas Shiva. But, Val Atzmon Bekoshe, Vashar Odom Vekelem Vaseach Tafach. But the mice is that besides the person holding it, Metatlam itself, the Oil HaMeis, that Allah is Koshe, who becomes Tomei ready, and to transfer tumma on other people that's under the oil will take a need a full tefach. The only time we make this gzeira is only when the farmer is actually touching the pole. So then we say that it has a dimma tumma shiva. So it comes afir avikiva that there's a gzeira that a person who is holding a pole and one end of the pole goes over a mace, he becomes tumma shiva. Why? Because it's oil hamace, even though it's less than a tefach wide. And this is one of the Yud Ches Davar, that there are certain cases when something is less than a tefach wide, and it can make Tumas oil, and he will be Tumas Shiva. And the Gemara explains, Vos epis ashir mardeya, tefidis derabon and degedin, vam rab tarfin, umardeya shomru ein ba'ivio tefach, it's not wide a tefach, v'yeshba a kefa tefach, but it has a circumference of tefach. V'gozer ala kefa imashim oivio, v'gozer on something that has the circumference of a tefach, or to something that has width of tefach. And that's what Xer was. So I'll kaponim just to chaz over one more time. One of the Yud Ches Dav, according to the Rabbi Kiva, was that if you have Adam carrying a stick that's circumference is a tefach, and a part of it goes over a mace, it will transfer tumma to him, a tumma of tumas mace mamish, and he will have to have Tumma Shiva, which means 7 days, and needs the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma, and that's only with the Rabbanan, because usually oil does not work less than a tefach. Here it's a gzera, otu a tefach. But lemaisa, if a pole is in the ear and a part of it is over a mace and the other part of it is over a pat, the pat will not be Tumas Shiva because there's no gzera in that oifin. It's only gzera where someone's touching it and people will see that he's tamei, and they say, oh, he goes to the mikveh that night. And they're going to make a mistake and not have a difference in the oil of a tefach and the oil of a third of a tefach. Therefore, there we made a gzera only and nowhere else. Like upon him, that's the one of the Yud Ches Dav. So Gemara asks, Rav Tarfon do amah kapeach es bini, shalach zume kapachas. Rav Tarfon who says that this is not a true halacha, so we're missing one of the Yud Ches Dav. Batzuluhu, we're missing one of the Yud Ches Dav. Amar Nachma Yitzchak, Rav Tarfon will hold that both Benois Kusim and the halacha of Shecheach Kalim under the gutter, that it's Mayim Shuvim, he'll hold both of those halachas, and therefore he'll have an extra one. And that will take care of losing this one. He will hold the halacha that a one-day-old Kusi is considered Becheskas Tomas Nida. So look, Rami, and he holds regarding forgetting Kalim on that Tziner, he hold like Rabbi Meir. So Zok the Gemara Vayta, continuing the Yud Ches Dava, the Idach, and we had this Machlekes mentioned, quickly before. The Idach, what's another case of the Yud Ches Dava? And says, I look at like this in the Brisa, Haboitzil Gas. If someone is harvesting grapes in order to put it into the wine press to make wine, and it's sitting in this basket, and naturally some of the juice drips out. Now, you're not happy about that. You want all the juice to drip out when it goes into the wine press. But on the transport from the fields into the gas, you don't really want anything to drip out. But the fact is, some wine drips out, some grape juice drips out. The shaila is, does that make the grapes hukshar l'tuma. Because the halacha is to make something hukshar l'tuma, it has to be l'ratzon. I have to want it. And if I want it, it makes it into a mashka. If I don't want it, it's not a mashka. So here the case was, abayitza l'gas, shame eim hukshar. Shame says that it's hukshar l'tuma. And we'll see why. It's exactly, we'll have almost four pshatim soon. What's the reason why it's hukshar l'tuma? Hilam alay hukshar. There's no hukshar. Why? Because it's not l'ratzon. Now the rotten, it actually even gets lost. This grape juice that drips out on the way, since the baskets have holes in it, it drips to the floor. I don't want this to happen. Since I don't want this to drip out, it's not hukshar, because any mashka that I don't want is not called a hukshar. So I'm a hill of shamai. So hill tying to shamai. If I'm a boitzrim b'tayra, v'ayim moiskim b'tayra. He asks shamai, if you are right, that you're always worried and it's called hukshar, so you tell me, an oven, you have to make sure that you shouldn't have anything tummy, any tummy kalim. Why? Because hukshar will become tummy. So you have to be very careful when you harvest grapes that you shouldn't use anything tummy. So why by zaysim may not so makra on that? Why by olives? When you harvest olives, we have the same problem. Some olive juice drips out. So Shami answer, Amalei, you know, I'm takli tandy. If you drive me crazy enough, because rain to tuma half olive masika, you know what? I'll be going to tuma on zaysim also. Now we're talking about this more so. And the first one explained that Taina was, he was trying to get out of it, but Basil wasn't understanding. So he said, you know, if you don't understand, then the Hamayin Am won't understand either. The general population won't understand either. So I have to make a Gzera on Masika. But really, there is a Chilik. Like Tosis explains in the Ramasli Gazraini, that Beishami hold this really is a Chilik, because grapes, the juice that comes out right away is considered grape juice. Mashaikin Zaysim, olives, until you press it, The liquid that comes out is not really oil. It's just like a moil ba'alma, it's called. Just liquid ba'alma. And therefore, there it's not so chashev, it's not called a mashka. But like upon him, that was, Shammai said, if you don't understand it, Hillel, then I'm going to have to talk and make a Xerion Zaysin. What happened, Lamaisa? There's a big machlekes here, if tuchshara de anovim anat. No tuchher veis ha-medrish. They put a sword in the veis ha-medrish. V'omru, ha-nichnas yikonis. They said, no one could leave. Whoever wants to come into the Reis Medrash, come into the Reis Medrash, but no one could leave. Because they wanted to have a final psak, and they wanted to have a rabbim who's going to paskin which way, like Shammai or Hillel. That day, Hillel, who was the Nasi, was bent down in front of Shammai, like one of the Tamidim. That day was bad for Klal Yisrael, like a day that the eagle was made. Chasam Sofer explains, because really Hillel was a Nasi, and they weren't understanding Hillel's words. And since they were, and they just were, therefore they didn't listen to him. So it was similar to the day of the eagle, where Aaron and Hur were trying to convince the Eden to not to do the eagle, and they weren't listening, they weren't understanding him. So that's why, if they weren't understanding Hillel and Nasi, it was similar to the Yom Shanasa by eagle. The Gozer Shammai veHillel leKiblu Manayu, and Shammai and Hillel Taka greet the Shammai and the Gozer, and they were in Mekabel. VaAlso Tamidim veGozer, and Tamidim came and they were Gozer, and it worked. Kiblu Manayu, and it worked. And that was one of Yudches Davo that were the from Tamidim veShammai veHillel. And the one of Yudches Davo was that it is Machshir. It is Machshir. Just interesting tidbit in Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Pei. Where it talks about different days that Mis'anim boy, that they fast, some people fast, it goes to different days that people fast, and it says, B'zayim ba'adah meis boi sh'rabbeinu ol v'shalom, and b'tes boi nechliku b'shamayu b'shilol. And some say, it's referring to this day, k'yem sh'nasu b'egel, that people fast. But like upon him, what comes out here, that like regarding anovim, we assume, we pass like b'shamay, what are the Kastava? That's machshir the grapes. And the Gabi Zaysim pastures, we don't pass like that. But Kapana, what's the reason for this Zera? The Gemara will go through four reasons. The first reason is to be Tali Machlekes, and then another three reasons. My time, why were they going to Hechsher on these grapes? It's not Lerotzen. The grapes just coming out is not Lerotzen. It's getting destroyed. It's getting lost. So the Gemara, Amazirom Ramchanina, Zera Shem Yevitzrenu Vekupos Tmeyas. It's like Zera, maybe you will use kupois, tomatoes to harvest the grapes. And halacha is a new halacha, interesting halacha, that if you harvest grapes with tumah de kelim, the tomei the keli can be machshiv the mashke and make it into tame. Makes the mashke into tame. So juice that comes out becomes tame from the kelim because the kelim tame can make it choshev. And once it's tame, once it's mashkum tame, mashkum tame can make hechsher even shleila rotzen. That's the halacha. That comes from a tesefta in machshiv. So Zerim may might use tameim the kelim, and then the tameim the kli tameim will make the mashkin into a chashivas mashkin. So that's the gzera, and therefore he said that it's always machshir. Right? The Gemara, honich lemandi yama kli tami chayish mashkin shapir. It's only going to mandi yama holds like that a kli tami can make mashkin chashiv. Elamandi yama kli tami chayish mashkin ma'iklameima. What are you going to say? And Rashi says he doesn't know what this machlekas is, but Tosha says it comes from the Tosefta. Tosefta says that there's a machlekas if a kli tami can make the mashkin chashiv. So what's the reason for Beis Shammai that holds that anavim come hechsher? So I'm going to say another three reasons. There's a gzeira, sometimes you'll use baskets that are covered with pitch, that are covered with tar, and nothing comes out of it. And there, I want the mashkim. I want the grapes juice that gathers up there. And that's for sure machsher. So gzeira to that, we go to every single basket that the juice that drips out of the grapes is machsher. That's one pshat, ziris pshat. Rav Amar, gzeira m'shem ha'noishchas. There's a gzeira because sometimes in the basket, a few clusters of grapes get attached to each other, and you want to separate it because when you want to put it into the press, it's better if they're separate. And when you separate it, it's for sure, some grape juice is for sure going to squeeze out. When you pull it apart, some grape juice is squeezes apart. And it's mevuyah from here that if you do something b'yadayim, even though you don't want it, but if you do it b'yadayim, that will be hechsher. That's called a mashke. If I smack across something with a dime, that's called hechsher. A fourth pshat, which is similar to Rava's pshat. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Bavua, Pa'amim, Odom Helcha Karmer Leda Im Hegiru and Avon Levitziru. Sometimes he goes into his vineyard to see if the grapes are ready to harvest. Oiloi. V'noit L'eshka Anavim Masechtai. And he takes a cluster of Anavim to squeeze it to see if the grape juice is good. And when he does it, he squeezes it, mezal v'gam anovim, it lands up on the anovim. And there, it's also b'kavana, and therefore b'machshir. U'v'shas b'tzira, adayim mashka toif echalem. And even though when I squeezed it, I didn't harvest it yet, but v'shas the harvesting, the mashka is still there. And since I did it b'das, since I did it on purpose, there will be hechshir. And therefore, we always geyser on anything that drips out, onto this case, where I want it. So, Ad Kana Gemara, it says that another of Yudches Dava is that mashkin that drips out of the grapes while I'm harvesting is machshir the grapes. The grape juice that drips out is machshir. And we have four reasons why you make the gzeri. Either maybe someone's using a kli tamei, or because kufois mezufafois, if it has, the baskets have pitch, or if it's, you know, separate two clusters and do it on purpose, or you do it on purpose to test if the grape juice is good.